Well, Coach, congrats on the first round win in the Region 9 third meeting with Casper. What was 1-point game the first time? They got you by 17 the second time, but you got the most important one, a 1-pointer, once again at your place. A barn burner at your place on Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. You know, it's obviously tough to, you know, play teams three times, and we've played a lot of teams in the north, and obviously we felt good after that first game that we played them, and had one bad quarter against them to open up that game, and then obviously didn't show up there when we played them up at Casper after having a tough loss the night before, a 1-point game to Western Wyoming, and I thought the girls came out and really ready to play, and we got up, made some shots early, and then they came back, and it just kind of was back and forth, and players are making plays on both ends of the ball, defensively, offensively for both teams, hopefully our fans, felt like I felt that was really exciting, fun game to be a part of, and obviously at the end, as a opposing coach, you don't want to see a foul call with 0.7 seconds left, and we were actually trying to foul. We had 4 fouls to give, and we were trying to foul earlier with the 13 seconds on the clock and take time away from them even being able to get the shot off. And it's just one of those games where, that wasn't a whole lot of fouls called, and they were allowing us to be physical. And, Casper gets a shot off and then gets an offensive rebound, and they call foul on a putback with 0.7 seconds. And, I've been telling everybody, since I came in, that player, she shoots pretty good from the free throw line. She was 2 for 3 in the game, and if it wasn't for the crowd that we had in the stands, making a ruckus, I don't know if she misses those two. And so that's the whole part of having home court advantage in that first round game, and I thought it played a huge part at the end of the game for us.
And the streak is broken. Four-time Region 9 champs, Coach. That streak is done for Casper.
It is. They've been at the top of the region. Them and, Western Nebraska. Western Nebraska lost their first round game. And, those two have been the top dogs in the region. I thought, Casper was a heck of a team. I they had a 4 or 5 game stretch there just like us where they didn't have their point guard, and they lost some games, and I thought they easily could have been in the top, two, top three, even been hosting if she was back or if she had played those other games. That's just kind of how things go, and I thought it was a tough first-round game for us. Obviously, they are who they are, but, our girls really came together and really played hard, and it was an all-out effort from every individual on our side of the bench.
I know you mentioned in your comments that you're really, really pleased with how your defense played.
We were. I mean, that's a team that has, a lot of weapons. We don't score a lot. I don't think we've reached our full potential on that. And we've been trying to work on some things. But we have to score in the 60s. We have to score in the mid 60s and above to win games in a region tournament. You got to get stops though at the same time, and that's what we've been preaching all year. And those 4 game stretch that we lost, we just weren't playing any defense. And we really focused in on that. And I think we have some of the best defenders in the region. And when they really, really lock in on what we're doing, and, I thought we did a heck of a job of limiting, their scores and their high offensive power players to getting tough looks. And they made tough shots, but I thought overall we played solid on the defensive end, kept them off the offensive glass, and battled on the other end for us.
You're heading to Rock Springs, Coach, coming up on Thursday, Western Wyoming, a team you also played to 1 point earlier in the season, had just one bad quarter against them. I think it was a 19-20-point third-quarter deficit. You rallied, and you gave Western Wyoming all they could handle in a 1-point defeat there.
Yeah, it feels like forever ago, but I remember it immensely. A bad second quarter. They put a little 1-3-1 press on us and half court zone trap and played their bigs up high, and it's something we prepared for and we scouted, and you know, we gave up that second quarter 23-9, and but after that third and fourth, I thought we played a, you know, heck of a second half and had an opportunity to win that game and fell short. And but I think those games, the Casper game, that game, you know, kind of prepared us, you know, hopefully for this region tournament. And they're, you know, Western Wyoming is a better team than when we saw them in November, and I think we're a better team than what they saw in November as well. And you know, it's a team that, you know, I think that again they score well. They got five players that average double figures. You know, we're gonna have to play solid against them and keep them all ahead and above under their averages and can't let them go above those things. And then we have to be able to take care of the ball and score it. You know, they're a feisty group. You know, watching them on film, you know, 13 offense rebounds a game, and it's just they play hard and they go after rebounds. They make shots, and you know, we have to match that on the other end and try to get some stops. And but it's a group that plays really hard, and we have to match that intensity.
So you were telling me this, there were some surprises in that opening round, and the women's side there as well last week.
Yeah, there was. I mean, we had six games last week, and you know, they were all crossover games. It was new this year that we did this, that first-round games became crossover, so it was new for Casper to have to come down and play a first-round game at our place. And you know, Southeast had to travel to Gillette, and NJC had to travel all the way up to Powell, Wyoming, and North Platte had to travel all the way over to Riverton for, you know, for these first round games. And it was a unique situation, but so what it, you know, ultimately created is, you know, we had six games with North versus South teams, and our two seed Western Nebraska loses to Laramie County, and our three seed, you know, Otero loses to Eastern Wyoming. So I mean, a couple upsets there, and it's basically us and Lamar are the only two teams left in the South. They're going to the region tournament. The other six teams are all from the North. So it's a challenge. You know, I think, you know, Lamar's done a great job. They got a new coach over there, and they've kind of been at the bottom of the region, you know, the last 6-7 years. And he's really done a great job of things over there. And, you know, with us, you know, I think we've been kind of steady, continue to try and improve. And so, but we've always kind of been looked at as that underdog, and it's kind of just McCook. And I think it's a great challenge for Lamar and us to kind of go up to the North and even though they're the one seed, I mean, kind of play those underdog roles, because of, you know, Western Nebraska's out, Otero's out, you know, some of these teams that have been around in our region and have done some things over the years that, you know, they're not there now. We're looking forward to it. I know I talked to Lamar a few days ago, and they're excited to be up there for the first time. And I'm not sure how long it's been since they made the second round quarterfinals of the region tournament. So, but yeah, there's been some teams that have been knocked off, you know, we're going to have a different region champion at the end of the day with the schools that are in it right now.
I take it the winner of your game will play the winner of Gillette and LCCC. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. So yeah, so two teams again. You know, not trying to look too far, not trying to look ahead, obviously. Uh-huh. But we played LCCC twice this year, split with them. You know, we saw Gillette just before the Christmas break, and had a you know, really close one here that we were able to separate ourselves in the fourth and played them well. You know, every team in this. Like I said, we played every team in the North besides Northwest. But yeah, so you know, that second game is Gillette, Laramie County, and then, you know, on the other side, Lamar's got Central Wyoming, and the other game would be Eastern Wyoming and Northwest. So it's I think it's a tournament that, you know, it's kind of up for grabs. I think anybody out of all those teams can win games and come out on top, and it's kind of been the most balanced I've seen from you know, all the way from North and South since I've been around. That, you know, there's not just one dominant team, but a lot of really good teams.